All yours.
Hey, good morning. And welcome to Peeling Potatoes number 7. It is the 4th of July. And today, Clea is going to do an interview with me and Frank. We have
Yes.
no idea. We have no idea what the interview is about. So let's see what happens.
Sure, we will find out.
Yes.
Welcome, Clea, in South Korea. And I can now
Thank you.
safely say, the third time lucky, I can safely say this is the last time you will be joining us from South Korea, because the next time
Yes.
you will be either in France or in Edinburgh, depending how the next couple of weeks pan out for you. Yeah. So,
I know it's
and it's nothing,
emotional.
it is emotional, but nothing better than to have a fantastic farewell meeting. Posing all these unknown questions to Janita and myself. So we will put
Yes.
ourselves in your hands, say a prayer, and hope for the best.
Nothing too personal. Don't worry about that.
That's what
It
they all
will
say.
not. Yeah. Okay, so can I start with the questions?
You
The first
can.
one. So my first question will be very generic. You'll need to deeply focus. So, what is Brita after all? How would you sell the platform to upcoming new members?
Breed, shall I start or shall
You can. I'm thinking about
I?
all the nice things you do.
Yeah.
So Breeder is an online community. It is global. It is still very small. We are only just about 20 members, but we cover all continents. And it is an online community for people to have conversations in English, to do activities in English, in a very natural and friendly way. It is not a language school. We do not necessarily focus on grammar or things like that. We don't ignore it, but we don't put it into the center. We simulate reality, in a very safe environment, and that's what Breeder is positioning itself as.
Okay. So Yanita, what will be your answer to this question? What is Brita for you, and yeah, how would you describe it to maybe a family member or someone who don't know Brita?
So what Frank also mentioned, it's a safe space.
Yeah.
So I also see it as a safe space, a place where I can go to express myself. And that is a part of the activities that we do and the fun things that we have where we can interact on the website. And our aim is for everyone to participate in these activities. So aside from joining a meeting and having a conversation in English where you can speak freely and express yourself and show your emotions and feelings, you can also go onto the website to do these activities. The simple thing that we started a couple of weeks ago was Dear Abby. So a way to just to complain to someone or just to say, oh, listen, I lost my hose pipe. Or my chicken, or my husband and my son showed up with the chicken at random. So even though you can't complain to someone else, you type your complaint and someone responds. Like Leo yourself, you were asking for a way how to make white paint because you keep running out of white paint. So just something simple that you don't always know who to ask, or maybe you ask someone and they can't give you an answer. So that's definitely a place where you can express yourself, even in the meetings. The questions that we ask and the things that we talk about, sometimes it's serious discussions, but other times it's more relaxed and it's a lot of fun. And I hope that whoever joins us will also see the fun part in all that we do.
And
Okay.
I just want to add to that, a lot of people want to focus on just the speaking activities,
Yes.
but the writing is actually also very, very
Yes.
important because that helps you build the vocabulary, reflect on what you want to
Yes.
say and how you formulate it. We don't go in and correct afterwards and say you should have done this or you should have done that,
Yes.
unless you learn by making your mistakes.
Yes.
People should, even with all the technology available, people should not underestimate the importance of writing because it really
Yes.
helps you embed the vocabulary in your brain. But if it's
Yes.
framed in something really nice and fun and so on, we posted the Lost Spoon saga. It is a really, really, if you want to look at it seriously, it's a very silly story. A spoon gets lost, ends up in South Africa, creates a riot in a chicken coop, and the owner of the chicken coop is more or less destitute. But what this story focuses on is the creativity that you need to come up with an idea, the collaboration, because everybody in the community shares and participates in the same story.
Yes.
And those are really important factors. So the fun has a serious foundation, and
Yes.
that's very important to bring across. Yeah, it's not always how do you plan for a meeting and how do you prepare for a presentation and stuff like that. We can do that as well, but it's more the creative side that we're looking at.
Yes, and also
Yes.
to push everyone out of their comfort zone because they are so stuck in certain mindsets that they only use vocabulary for, let's say, car sales. They know all the vocabulary for car sales, but now you push them into a story of a missing spoon. And then they have to think, but how do I put this into words where all the other things they already know? So that is also why we choose different topics, in my opinion.
Okay. Yes. I
Well,
agree.
from my experience, from my
Yeah.
experience too.
Well, I
Yeah,
mean,
I agree. I think it's a good way for also for people to kind of not escape for re from reality, but a bit like it's really a safe zone, as you said. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I've been doing the community as it stands now for the better part of 3 to 4 years, and that is something. And if you look at the testimonials in on our website, Breda.eu, there's actually one testimonial from a Brazilian who moved to Los Angeles, Igor, and he actually said this is a really, people take time to express themselves. They listen to each other without any judgment. And that is something very, very rare these days because everybody says, well, I don't agree and we should do this. You have your opinion. If you don't agree with it, well, you have to disagree with it, but you have to maintain the respect. Yeah, people are different. They have
Yes.
different opinions, different backgrounds, especially in a global community like Breda.
Yes.
I think that is something, a tiny, tiny contribution to a better understanding amongst humans, the 20 people
Yes.
that there
Yeah.
are. Yeah, but it's a start. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for the second question, after all these years of communicating through this global platform, have you ever thought of organizing an in real life meeting with all the members, or at least the ones who live in the same country or relatively near each other? So if you had the possibility, where would you like all of us to finally meet, and how would you imagine it to be like?
a dinner party.
Yeah.
But not a South African dinner party, a French dinner party.
Oh.
Where you have an evening for 4, 5, 6 hours, you have to be so exhausted afterwards. And
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the food as well. You'll be tired
Yes.
of having a conversation and eating.
Exactly. So, it is an idea that I hope one day we can actually do. It would have to be centrally located, so it should be equidistant from all the community members. That said, I have met individual community members on a one-to-one basis because we live in the same geographical region, and it's traveling them traveling here or me traveling there is not a huge problem. Probably the furthest community member that we have is Monica. She lives in Adelaide in Australia. She is, in fact, a childhood friend of mine, and we met last December for the first time in, I don't know, something like 40, 45 years. And that was fairly exciting. And we're going to meet again at the end of this year. She's coming back from Australia to Europe to spend Christmas and her milestone birthday here. So it would be absolutely fantastic to get everybody physically on the same turf. Economically, it's difficult because we live in different economic realities. So what is very simple for somebody living in Europe is almost out of reach for somebody living in another country with a completely different income structure and cost structure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The closest we get is having these Zoom meetings where we all meet. I remember one meeting with you, Claire. We had in the same meeting room, again, it's on the testimonials. We had Rosie in Brazil, Sylvie and Babette at that time in France and Germany, me, we had you and your mother in South Korea, and we had Monica in Australia. So it was 6:30 in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning for Rosie in São Paulo, but it was something like 9:30 at night for Monica. And for you, it was a little bit earlier, and we were sort of around the lunchtime area. So technically, it is possible if people can sort of adapt to their rhythms and their biological rhythms, if they're night owls or early birds. So that's the best it gets. I'm not discounting that maybe one day we can have this fantastic party and get as many community members together. And serve Janita some excellent French food, some delicious French cheeses, convince her that French wines are much superior to the South African wines, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So something like that. Yeah. That said, I've also committed myself that because Janita and I have never actually met face to face. We have this intense communication. Yeah, but we've actually never stood on the same square meter of soil. Yeah, and it's I've committed myself to do that by their autumn next year, our spring next year. Yeah, so we've got to do that as quickly as possible. Yeah, so she can hit me. So she can hit me on the head for being such a deuce. Yeah. Oh,
I
well, we have that. We have that. Yeah.
So
Okay.
you, Yanita, you're planning to go to France or to visit Frank one day, or is it Frank
We, my
planning?
hus my husband and I actually spoke about it some time ago, and we looked at the prices. So to we are three that will have to travel there. So me, my husband, and my son. So the most expensive part of it all is actually the flight tickets, because from South Africa we have to fly to Dubai, and then or maybe Qatar, and then from there we have to fly to France because we don't have any direct flights there. And then it's the traveling inside of France from one place to another. But there's actually quite a couple of places in Europe that we want to see and that we want to visit. I, in particular, want to go to Italy, and then my husband wants to go to Switzerland, and we also spoke about the Netherlands. So it isn't impossible, but it will take a lot of time to actually save the money and to do the planning and all of those things, but it's not impossible.
And the same in reverse,
Yes, the same in the reverse.
These are expensive undertakings, and they have to
Yes.
you have to save for them, etc.
Yes.
We will get it done. We will get it done.
Yes.
And the
Yes, we'll
community
get there.
and the community will know about
Yes,
it.
definitely.
Yes. I look forward to all of this to happen. So,
Yes.
for my third question, there is a whole list of vocabulary that you and Yanita use in the Brita community. Whether when you write something in the Brita conversation or when you choose a title for a new group in the Brita town, I think we're all curious about where you find those terms from and how do you two coordinate to know each other's vocabulary? Where does it all started? I don't know if that makes sense.
It didn't start, it happened naturally.
And I think that's one of the beauties of our collaboration. It feels so natural.
Yes.
It is sometimes frightening, and I have to say this,
Yeah.
how similar we think. And
Yes.
I will say something that I like or that I don't like, and then this little man inside me going, okay, now this is actually something I don't know yet. Does Janita like it or not like it? And the chance of it actually being liked or disliked is almost 90%.
No.
It is actually really spooky. But how did this whole thing start? Well, we joke about we met on LinkedIn and started talking about peeling potatoes,
Yes.
and the story there is that I was cooking dinner one evening, and my wife, who is English, gave me instructions on how to cut a potato in order to put it to make roast potatoes out of it. And from my German perspective, I would just say, you cut the thing in four, chuck it into the roasting dish, and that's it. End of discussion. You do not make a song and dance out of it. So I wrote an article on LinkedIn about this technical small detail, but a huge cultural difference. Because we're a mixed marriage, German French, German and English living in France, and that already brings with it quite a complex cultural kit with it. And somehow, somewhere, Janita must have picked this article up and wrote a comment.
Wow.
And this was at the beginning of this relationship, this partnership, where I was sort of thinking, okay, now what do I write? Because the inhibitions are still high. And I wrote something like, oh, I have a partner in crime.
Yes.
And then th there came a response. And then what I tend to do in these situations, I tend to send a message, a private direct mail, and I said, hi, my name is blah blah, and I do this, that, and the other. And for some strange reason, Janita responded. And she said, oh, I'm really interested in what you do, tra la 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 la. And then we had a first meeting. And I then said, look, why don't you? And it was a positive meeting. I didn't scare her,
Yes.
and she didn't scare me. And then I said, look, why don't you join one of the meetings that I have in the reader community just to see, just to see what I do and whether you like it. And we had a meeting with Monica in Australia, Janita in South Africa, and me in Cleeborg here in France. And the discussion topic was actually presented by somebody else who works at the University of Aleppo in Syria. And it was, the cultural do's and don'ts, being invited to a house, bringing gifts, hostess gifts, et cetera, et cetera. And that meeting is legendary. I have seen that video so many times. And there was one specific, and I commented on this a couple of days ago. There was one specific point where I joked and I said, okay, so I'm invited to Janita and her family's house for a barbecue, but I am inappropriately dressed. So I sort of clowned around. I said, I'm wearing a suit and a tie and, coming all very formal and things like that. And she said, I will get you something to wear.
Yes.
And I responded,
Okay.
so are you taking me to your husband's closet without his permission, going to open the closet and give me something else to wear, assuming that he and I have the same clothing size? And that was the second that I knew I wanted to work with Janita. That was the defining moment for me because it came so naturally and so beautifully. And I said, right, come hell and high water, I am going to go and make her somehow agree to work with me. It was not an easy process. We both had the same idea, but we had to figure out the
How?
technicalities, how we're
Yes.
going to do this.
Yes.
So that's my side of the story, but maybe Janita can contradict everything.
No. So we cut the potatoes in the same way. And that's how it started, and that's also how the vocabulary started. With the peeling potatoes, and we have a potato field and a spud list and everything related to potatoes. The things we do is related to potatoes because of that LinkedIn moment. And LinkedIn we call HOM, the whole of Mirish.
And then we put all our documents and stuff on a shared drive, which we called the coffee tin, which is sort of like the last remnants of the old breeder before Janita came in and took everything apart. We just lob everything into the coffee tin. We try and keep some semblance of order, but at the moment it's just being thrown in willy-nilly. And I think the only file, the only sub tin that is in any order is the one containing all the graphics that Janita creates because they are sort of like really important. But we have, so peeling potatoes. We have the potato peeler, which houses all the like to-do things, how we do something, the official documentation, and some. You have to have order behind all the magic and the chemistry and the fun and the craziness of it. You actually have to keep some sort of structure and order because otherwise, it does not work from an operations point of view. And that, but yeah. So that's where it is. And it, but again, it just sort of flows naturally. And that's the beauty of it. Yeah, that's the real beauty of it. I do not know how to express it any differently.
It's almost like we've known each other for years. We've worked together for years. Sometimes I will send him a message and then he will say, "Oh, but I thought about the same thing," or he will send me a message and then okay, I thought about it too. So the same mindset or the same thinking behind it.
And the curiosity as well is that we're of two different generations. Yeah, I'm 64, Janita's 35. Yeah, we could be poles apart. Yeah, and I was sort of thinking quite a while. How do you sort of define this relationship of ours? And you can go into the sort of human sphere, and that gets all messy and complicated and misinterpreted.
Yes.
But if you take the Chinese philosophy of the five elements, Yanita is fire. She brings life and sparks to the community. She has transformed the community to what it is now. But a fire also needs wood. And so I'm the piece of wood. So I'm the old log who's been around for a while. I'm a little bit dry. I'm a little bit complicated, but but it somehow seems to work that what I trigger or think of ignites a spark with Janita, and then the whole chicken coop goes up in flames.
Yes.
Yeah, it really feels like it. So, for my fourth question, as we all know, the Buddha community has changed a lot these past few years. It has grown into something very unique and even hard to describe. So, what should we expect next? Any new steps or projects for the community that will happen in the near future that you wish to tell us?
Yes.
Give us hint.
There's a
Oh,
lot.
there's I will let Janita start on that one.
So what happened was I asked Frank, how did Breda start? And he explained to me that he had a couple of kids over that he taught English, but he gave them a piece of paper to draw whatever they feel like, and then they started creating a town. And the parents came, and the parents saw that these kids are drawing pictures and then telling stories about it, and they wanted to do it as well. And that is how Breda started, because they all worked together to create this imaginary town with people in the town, and the name was also the name also has a very nice history. And then I thought about it for some time, and I asked him, but why don't we redo that? Why don't we recreate that town? Because when I met Frank, everything was about coffee. It was a coffee, Breda was a coffee shop. Just a coffee shop. And then I send him some ideas to say, okay, why don't we have a cheese shop and a boutique, and like with French names, because this town that was created was also like, if I can remember correctly, it was on the coast somewhere in French in France. Yes. And then I just started working on these things. He agreed to everything. He never said no once. So that is why we have the Breda town and all of these little shops. We have the hardware shop, we have the coffee shop, there's a restaurant, there's a pub, and then also the boutique where we share some gossip. And then we started with this little activities, like the writing haikus. So I had to create a Japanese tea garden for that, where all the haikus can go in, just to have a little bit of structure. And then we started with the art therapy, also based on how Breda started. So to draw a picture, and the idea is to tell a story about the picture, or write a haiku like you did with one of your pictures. And then we just started with some more and more activities. And that's how the gossip column started, and the Dear Abby as well.
The Fruit Loop
And
questions, the
the Fruit Loop
Fruit Loop
questions,
questions,
yes,
yes.
the Fruit Loop questions. And then we have some new things I'm working on as well. Yes. A detective, we will have some detective stories to find the missing object. Yes. So, for each, sorry, Frank, for each of these, let's say shops in the breeder town, each of them will have their own activity. So there's a lot to come. There's 28. Yes. And then, yes.
And what is also important, I think it's fairly safe to make this one public, that we're
Yes.
going to sometime in July, if the computer programming allows me, we're going to introduce points and badges,
Yes.
so that within all the seemingly unstructured nature of breeder, there is actually a path that people can follow and say, okay, so I want to do this, I'm going to get so many points, and I get a badge for that. And at the end, you have accumulated points and badges, and then we will give something in return. We haven't discussed that yet. So that there is actually sort of like a guided learning path,
Yes.
so that you can improve your English in a very natural way to reflect everyday life. Yeah.
Yes.
So you know, how do you set a rumor and get it going and follow it up? Yeah. And
Yes.
it's not about buying, what do you say when you want to buy a dress or something like that? The level of people that we have in breeder are beyond that. So the breeder is, this is actually important to say, breeder is not necessarily the best place if you are beginning to learn the language. Yeah. You do actually need sort of intermediate skills to be comfortable in breeder. And then you just go and play and work in these different environments. And the other thing that a lot of it happens by sort of almost by a logic. So Janita started, she said, you know, shall we have a gossip column? I said, brilliant. Yeah.
It was first the Dear Abby. So I said, oh, I have this idea of a Dear Abby, and you said, go for it.
And
And
then
then the gossip.
we had the gossip in Boutique Eglantine, so style and scandal,
Yes.
and that's and even the most driest of community members, you know, they will say, oh yes, oh I can do something here,
Yes.
and the story of the chicken coop fire and the whole missing spoon thing, and then so that triggered that there's a lot of different comments on different parts. So what we need is something to tie it all together. And
Yes.
that's how I resurrected the Breeder Journal, which is something that I'd been sort of parking in the archives for a long, long time.
Yes.
And I then wrote an article and I sent it to Janita and I said, he said, you know, so crazy and so good, and then that gets published into the community and it gets used as a piece of teaching material. So you read the
Yes.
article, you talk about it, you can write a letter to the editor, you can do so many things with it. Yeah,
Yes.
it also has marketing potential. So you can actually then put this article into the public domain and send to you know, show it to other people. Say, look, this is what we do in Breeder. It is a very, very versatile tool pedagogically,
Yes.
as well as from a business point of view. Yeah.
Yes.
All resulting out of a very sort of silly scenario of a spoon going missing, traveling around the world, meeting a chicken in South Africa and creating all kinds of havoc. And then you sort of push the community members and say, so and how do we want this story to continue? What's your
Yes.
idea? Yeah. That's how you sort of focus on improving English skills as well as, you know, putting up with the crazy ideas that Janita, mainly Janita at this point, I'm too busy translating her crazy ideas into workable software solutions. But that's the spark and the wood. Yeah. So that's how it all ties together. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, this is supposed to be my sixth question, but I want to ask it now. So, because it is very connected to what you just said. So there are an increasing number of people wanting to learn English or become fluent in English in today's increasingly connected and globalized world. How would Breda make a difference? And how would Breda change the perspective on English learning?
Whoa.
I know, it's complex.
So first of all, if we think about other language schools, the language schools focus on grammar. Okay. They want kids and adults and everyone in between, teenagers, to learn grammar. Where most of the schools these days give English classes. So these kids or these adults or the teenagers already have this background of English with the English grammar. And then they come into a class where they have to learn how to speak and how to communicate in English. But they are either too shy, they feel scared to make mistakes, and some of them won't answer questions because they are too scared to do it. And then you have to push them in that direction to answer the questions. But that is where the other language schools teach grammar all the time. They don't focus on conversations. There'll be questions like, how would you do this? Or tell me what is this about? Or the same questions regarding grammar to do present tense, past tense, future tense, and whatever else. Idioms. Everyone knows the idiom, a piece of cake. But if you teach them something else, like it's raining cats and dogs, or I'm going to burn the midnight oil, they have no idea what it means. Because in school, they learn a piece of cake. And then if you join a community like Breda, on the other hand, we don't focus on those things. But it happens that if someone writes an article, there's idioms or there's phrasal verbs. Even if you don't pay attention to it, the same with phrasal verbs. I taught phrasal verbs last week to some other people, and they didn't know that these words were called phrasal verbs because they are so used to learning it as a phrasal verb. I asked them to just to tell me a short story about your morning routine, and then they would say, "I wake up." Okay, wake up is a phrasal verb. They didn't know that. Head out, then I head out to work. They had no idea it's a phrasal verb, but they do use it. And that is why conversations are diff or Breda. Breda is different because we focus on the conversations and the speaking and how to be comfortable and relaxed and actually use what you already know. So you don't have to go through a repeat of grammar, 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 because that gets boring at some point for everyone. So the conversations, they, even though they know these things, they don't realize it. The same with writing a short sentence, how to do the sentence structure, how to write an email. Everybody wants to learn how to write an email because that is what something they have to do every single day, instead of doing it naturally. They want to physically learn that. So we have to try to change the mindset into a way that you learn is by speaking. A tip that I always share is talk to yourself in the mirror. Nobody has to hear or talk to yourself to get more comfortable with using the language. And then they would laugh at me and say, "But people are going to think I'm crazy." Let them think you are crazy. You are practicing your language. So I think if we can't compare ourselves to language schools because we don't do that grammar part, but it is there. If you are actually going to look for it, you'll see, oh, but there's idioms, there's phrasal verbs. That's not the right word to use, but rather use another word. Or there's some new vocabulary in someone else's writing that you didn't know before. And then you search for the word. What is the meaning of this word? So you are learning, you are improving, and you get more comfortable and more relaxed in the language, or you get used to it. And the same, if I can use Rosie for an example, she's getting more and more comfortable, and she's thinking of ways to express herself, where when I first met her, she was a bit shy. She did answer and she did laugh, but now she's more comfortable and she's more relaxed, and she's thinking about different ways to express herself, and that is how she learns. It's real.
There's two other aspects that flow into this answer. So a language, a traditional language school will focus on grammar,
Yes.
because it's actually something tangible. And this is the problem of language learning or language acquisition. You cannot measure. You cannot measure in number of words or anything like that,
Yes.
how you have progressed. And all these
Yes.
levels, you know, intermediate or A1, B1, or C3,
Mm.
whatever these things are, they are a guide. But, I live in
Yeah.
France. I've lived here for 20 years. I do not follow French media for the simple reason they speak too quickly. And
Yeah.
I operate in three languages. Does that mean I'm not fluent in French? Well, according to some sort of table, I am not fluent in French, but I can go to a dinner party and have a perfectly normal conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's the other thing. But the other thing, and this is what actually reinforced that what we do in Breda is the correct way. You have to look at the technological landscape.
Yes.
Everybody
Yes.
uses ChatGPT. Everybody is out to use or to create some artificial intelligence
Yes.
to do the language. And it brings the valid question, why should I use, or why should I learn a foreign language? It applies to any language. Why should I learn a foreign language when I can use some piece of technology that'll translate it instantly and with increasing accuracy? The hype when ChatGPT came out back in 2022, 23, I can't remember now, it scared me because I thought, wow, this is a game changer. Further, a couple of years down the road, it is a game changer, but it's not as dramatic. People
Yes.
still want to talk with each other.
Yes.
Yes.
And there is a very intimate connection between one of the taglines we have is people, language, progress, because language and people are connected.
Yes.
And we are a global society, even if some politicians want to change that, but we are a global society. There are global social networks, and people, out of curiosity, want to learn, wow, how does somebody in another country do what I do?
Yes.
And then they learn not only the language, but all the culture that goes with it, all the traditions that go with it, all the humanity that goes with it.
Yes.
And that is something that artificial intelligence cannot replace. So,
Yes.
and you will probably start seeing, language schools adopting, and I see it on social media, do AI for this and do AI for that. And I say, yes, Yanita and I, we use ChatGPT. We have to because it's much more efficient at times. But the focus is on person-to-person talking and
Yes.
the confidence, the emotions that go with the laughter that goes with it,
Yes. You won't get
for
that with
no,
ChatGPT. My endless laughing.
well, that's different. Yeah, that's unique. But we've had some really interesting meetings, and they get recorded and they're distributed within the community. There was one a couple of weeks ago where it was so funny that Janita and I, we were both in hysterics.
We couldn't speak because we were
Well,
laughing so much.
it was it was and sort of in the editing process, I was like, do I cut this? I said, no, it'll completely destroy the whole recording. So there's
Yes.
about 90 seconds of us killing ourselves with laughter, because the situation was so funny. Yeah.
Yes.
And
Yes.
that's, we're 9,000 kilometers apart, put in a few other people and you get magic, and
Yes.
that's what Breeder is.
Yes.
That's what Breeder is. Yeah.
But also thinking about like international companies or global companies, they have people from different places around the world and they have to communicate with each other.
Yes.
If I use my father for an example, he's also in South Africa, but he talks to people in China and India and also Switzerland, and they have to all communicate with each other, where some of those people, I heard them, they do struggle with the language because it's not their first language, but somehow in the end, they get the work done. They
Exactly.
can communicate and they also know each other because they've worked together for some time now. So they also get comfortable with each other and they can communicate and get the job done, where a lot of other people don't feel comfortable in doing that. And
Yeah,
that
don't.
is also what we want to help
Yeah.
with or improve with.
Yeah, break the barriers. Yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of people want to say, well, I want to speak like a non-native speaker. Sorry, like a native speaker. And I will say, well, how often are you actually going to speak with a native speaker? And they say, well, not very often. The chances of speaking with a native speaker are far, far lower than two non-native speakers speaking with
Yes.
each other. They both struggle maybe a little bit, and somehow they have to get something done, and they don't have the time to revise their grammar, to revise their
Yes.
prepositions and everything, because you have to do it now. It's a la minute. So they sort of, with hands, toes, with vocabulary they have, and a little bit of good humor on both sides, they get the message, and they get done what they are set have set out to do.
Yes.
And this is where we support them and say, okay, practice this. We don't want you to be perfect. There are situations when perfection is of vital importance. We do not
Yes.
discount that. But for the everyday situation, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be present. Be there,
Yes.
join in, have fun, do the activities, mix and mingle, and you won't even know until say, oh, something, the penny drops, and you say, well, actually, this feels easier than it did a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the more you spend time in Breeder, the more you involve yourself in the activities and in the meetings. And we have a pricing that allows do you can stay as long as you want, take as much as you wish. Yeah.
Yes.
Even outside of meetings, I found myself going through the Breeder page on my phone, thinking, checking, seeing what was new. And I thought, wow, I was actually doing what we would like others to do. So instead of going to any other social media website, they
Yes.
have their justification. Put the link on your phone, log in, scroll through, comment, and you are interacting with other people around the world in a perfectly normal way, and you get a
Yes.
response. There are no algorithms, there is no advertising, it is a clean, pure site. There are no influences
Yes.
whatsoever.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is I what I find very interesting in the Breeder community is whenever we have a meeting or something, I really feel this feeling of as if I was traveling or like discovering countries. For example, before meeting Rosie and Ismar and I think there are other people from Brazil, but anyways, I've never met people from Brazilians before. So thanks to that, I think I really it's enlightened a bit my interests in Brazil, and it really feels like we're all human and we are actually all in the same boat, and so it's really interesting to talk with them and yes, to
And you
all
said,
these things.
and you have, you mentioned Rosie and Isma, the two people from Brazil. And again, they have their own idiosyncrasies, their own way of doing things. Isma and I speak a lot with each other. He has a completely different view on life and things than Rosie does. And it's interesting to work with this kind of scenario because whenever Janita and I plan something, we sort of probably, at least I do, we sort of mentally go through, is this actually going to work with that person, that person, that person? And then, and there are some challenging situations there, and we have to then say, okay, well, maybe yes or not yet. And there's a lot of things there which are sort of in, sort of on a holding pattern because we haven't got the right amount of people here in the community yet.
Yeah, but I also have my own opinion about that. If someone doesn't like something, we push them into that
Yes.
direction. No, not
Even
really.
no.
Just some motivation.
Even the town mayor gets pushed into these situations, and the art therapy is a case in point, so Janita asked me, should we do this given the history and everything and so forth, and I said, yeah, that's a good idea. And I sort of said, God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? And at the beginning, I found it really challenging. Until that was the third exercise, when we had to draw a letter and then, draw a pattern in this letter. And I did this at 6 o'clock or 6:15 in the morning. I drew an A, and I started. And you sort of learn to see, and this is the beauty of it. So what does a triangle look like, and what does a diamond look like, and a square? And you sort of put all these shapes. And then I looked up, and opposite our house is a church, and there was a set of stairs, and there was some wrought iron and very nice patterns. And I thought, why am I making life so difficult for myself? I just have to look around me and copy as best as I can the shapes and so on that I'm seeing. Cut a very long story short, this exercise took me probably about 20 minutes, and I went into that day feeling so calm and so relaxed when I thought, wow, this, give me any high-powered manager, who's got the whole managerial world to cope with, sit him down in front of our garage opposite a church and make him draw a letter and fill it with patterns and designs.
Or even the doodles
But
to clear your mind of everything that happened.
The mandala, when we drew a
Even
mandala,
that.
everybody was very polite about my effort.
That caused a lot of stress for you.
It did. It did. But
It
you
was
know, but
supposed to relax you.
yeah. But there's but you go in and you tell a story about it, and you express your feelings, and this is also part of, because that what you do in this safe space can be transferred into a more realistic environment outside, and that's the trick. So I said to her, because this week's been a bit challenging from the computer technology side, so I said to Janita, my flower this week is going to be one color.
Gray.
Could be even black.
Gray.
But
Black.
no, there will be shades of, because it was sort of, beginning to find the solutions, but there's a different story. But it's how you approach it. And Breeder actually also started, so Janita, said, kids drawing a house. Learning a language is actually in some fashion really, really easy, because all you have to do is look around you and you see a house, but in how but a house in another language has something else, and
Yes.
has a different word. What makes it complicated is the grammar, because then you have a lot of rules and regulations, yeah. But to learn your basic vocabulary, you just have to open your eyes and look around and say, oh, there's a door there. So what's door in a different language? So and so. And that's how you work. And that's one of the parts of Breeder. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How
So I don't know if we have time for the final question.
I think we do. I think we do.
Yes. So my final question is, this is more of a personal question, but I really wanted to mention it. So a few years ago, when I was a new member of the community, remember when my mom and I came to you to improve our English because we were about to move to the other side of the world. I think it was in 2021, I think,
Yes.
maybe. So
Yes.
4 years ago, 5 years ago. So I remember writing articles in the Breda community. Now you seem to have a bit set the article writing part aside. So is it something you would want to bring back or substitute it with something else similar or
The article writing is definitely very important. It's something that has fallen a little bit by the wayside because the current group of people want to focus more on speaking.
Yeah.
That and writing an article takes time, yeah.
Yes.
And we live in this absurdity that everything has to be instant, has to be done a la minute, and be 100% perfect. And to actually sit down and think about something, formulate it, phrase it, then is challenging for a lot of people.
Yes.
The space is always available. And sometimes if I see an opportunity, I'll say, come on, let's write an article together. I will help you do this. Yeah.
Yes.
I think to sum this up, everything is possible in Breeder, whether you want
Yes.
to make a feature length movie or
Like I mentioned, Frank never says no to anything.
no, because, well, I'm intensely curious, yeah. So, I just want to see, okay, so you need to produce this an idea, and it fits within the framework of Breeder, which is, extraordinarily wide. Yeah,
Yes.
if as long as it's done respectfully and people
Yes.
adhere to common sense, and if someone says, I believe in this and everyone else should follow what I'm saying, then I say, well, thank you very much. There's the door. Goodbye.
And also believe, or not believe, but also understand humor, like the
Yes.
spoon and the chicken story,
Exactly.
or the Dear Abby.
Sometimes it works, but the one thing, I mean, that's actually a really important point. There's one thing that we also respect, that some people are not naturally inclined to do something. Yeah. If it's part of their personality, then we have to work with that. Yeah.
Yes.
And there are ways and means to do that. Yeah. We would maybe still nudge this person in that direction, because
Yes.
we will say, look, we see the signs that you are capable of doing it, but you just don't see it yourself, but we see it.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is one of the beauties. Janita, right at the beginning, so the beginning was only 4 months ago. Yeah, I mean, this is sort of like, but Janita said it
Feels
was here.
like a long
Yeah.
time ago.
Yeah. So when I sort of started floating the idea about work together, Janita gave me a list of things that she was expecting, and I said, look, I can't deliver.
Yes,
Yeah.
but then we worked our way around
We worked our way
it.
around it. Because I saw something, she saw something, and
Yes.
we nudged each other towards where we are now. Yeah.
Yes.
And the trick is you just have to then keep the promises that you make and deliver as and when you can. And touch wood, it's worked. So writing is part of it. You'll see some changes in the next couple of weeks. Some more texts will appear. Part of it is the Breeder Journal. Why should I write the article in the Breeder Journal when someone else can do that? And I can say, look, do that, and do that.
And just something I want to add about the articles. So, like Frank said, it takes a long time to write the article. Where some of the activities that we have for Dear Abby, you can decide if you are going to write a whole article about your situation or just two or three sentences. The same with the gossip column. One sentence, two sentences, you don't have to spend a lot of time to complete these kind of activities. Where to write an article, you have to sit down and you have to think. If I think about Frank and myself, if we write the article for the pineapple, it takes me about 30 minutes to think about a story, and then I say, okay, listen, there's an example, and then he changes, and then it takes us about 2 days to get the article ready. And that we are both happy with it before we can post it. So I think that a lot of people do not have that time because life happens, and it's a lot easier to just write a quick note or a quick sentence or just a short complaint to Dear Abby.
But the beauty of this week's
Understand.
pine but the beauty of this week's pineapple was that actually Janita had written something. I was on a completely different planet. And this was where I was so happy that she actually did the first draft and said, it's in the hungry pineapple tin. You have a look at it and play with it. So I did.
At first, you couldn't find it.
But I couldn't find it, but that was the state, but the state of my mind. But this is it, and the article, the pineapple, is parked in a central place, and we can both work on it when we have the time or the headspace or whatever. We send each other WhatsApps, and I've done my bit, have a look, and then it goes back and forth, and then on Thursday morning, it gets published on LinkedIn. But the pressure's always there because it went out yesterday, and already we have to
We
start
have to start with the
thinking
next
of
one.
So thing, we say, what are we going to, we start collecting ideas and putting it in there, and then we have our Spud meeting on Tuesday mornings to sort of discuss, sort of the most formal that we can get. That's just an excuse for me to hurt Janita's cheekbones,
Arterial moments.
arterial moment. Yes. Okay. So.
So that's it for my questions. I don't have any questions left. So thank you for answering all my questions. And yes, I really look forward to all the changes and development of this community. And I think it can go very far and grow into, I mean, it is what I wanted to say. Yeah, it is a very interesting platform, but I think with what is happening and with like how it is evolving, I think it's really it will be very interesting in the future. And yes, so thank you to both of you.
Claire, compliments to you. Thank you for asking these questions, for us giving us the opportunity to sort of show behind the scenes a little bit and explain thinking and the cooperation, etc.
My pleasure is.
But I also want to actually say something. A special thank you to you, because you've been here for so you were here in Kleeborg coming to my office and working with your mother, and then you went across to to South Korea, and now in September you're going to go to Edinburgh to study at the University of Edinburgh. The point comes that at some stage, people don't need the services of an institute of a language school because they've either run out of money or they've had enough or there's simply no added value. And technically speaking, you go to Edinburgh, and you will be immersed in an English-speaking environment. So, some people would say, well, okay, I've reached the end of the road. Thank you for everything. Bye bye. But you want to continue because we offer so much more. And Janita said, well, that speaks for what we do. Yeah. So Clea, thank you for that. We've had
You're
some
welcome. My pleasure.
incredible moments of loyalty. Rosie joining us at 6:30 in the morning from the bus for one of our meetings, and the other loyalty coming from you. Say, well, I'm going to be an English-speaking environment, but I see something in Breda and I like it, and I want to continue being part of it. Even though it does actually cost money, yeah. It's not a free platform. It is a subscription because we have to eat, we have to develop the platform, we have to invest in the platform. So Janita, sorry, Janita, Clea, thank you for that loyalty. I think that's a brilliant statement. Janita, you have the last word. I shut up and then I press the stop recording button.
Okay. Clea, thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to ask us these amazing questions. And it also, I don't know how Frank feels about it, but we also backtrack a little bit to think about where we started and where we are now. And also our mission or our vision and our goals, what we want to achieve and accomplish. So that really helps. So thank you once again for asking these questions and to join us here today. And Frank, thank you.
Thank you.
And then we'll talk again next time.
Indeed, we will.
Yeah,
Yes.
we will.
That was Peeling Potatoes, episode 7. Totally different. I think we should do this more often, Janita.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Cleo. Yep.
Thank you,
Thank
Claire.
you very much.